This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We got three more days.
We got three more days till Friday.
Oh, vacation Friday. Feels good. It's Tuesday, everybody. Wonderful Tuesday. Three wake-ups. That's all. All we got left. It's week 40 of our broadcast from home experiment. It didn't go well this morning, although we're on now. You know, we're figured it out.
Just a slight hiccup.
Yeah, we'll get
the thing is, all the equipment's hooked and solid, and it's just weird that the folder that should be what I connect to just keeps splitting.
Yeah.
Bye.
Other folders are there, huh?
Yeah. Just the one I need is the one that decides to not be there in the morning.
Even more weird, though, was when I was able to locate the folder, it just wasn't connecting. So I just kept on hitting reconnect, reconnect. And eventually it worked. That's what happened today. It wasn't
that
like I did anything
major. That
is not
what we're looking for. My word.
That's all.
That's
but we're
ridiculous.
Here now.
And for the record, you know, we may have gotten our email program from the back of a Pinto in Alameda, but this thing is legit. This is not one of those.
It certainly looks legit. It's a full-on
it certainly cost legit
piece of, yeah.
Yeah. It's not in some guy's trench coat. It's not hey, mister. Hey, psst,
psst. Hey, you. Hey.
No, it's for real, so I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't either, and it's look, you know, we just want things to go smoothly. That's all we ask.
Right.
That's it. All right. Good morning, everybody. Celebrity Trash, this jolly little episode of Celebrity. I already deleted all my bad stories. I'm only doing good stories. I'm starting with a story about cake, for God's sake.
All right.
That's right. Cake. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the Radio.com app. Another fantastic development from our friends here at Entercom.
I like brown cake.
What kind of cake?
And carrot cake.
Oh, this isn't about that, but you'll like this cake, too.
Wait, what?
I like ice cream cake.
Oh, you do?
I like angel food cake.
Man, I can't bite ice cream anymore.
You should do Sensodyne.
I do.
Oh.
I just don't want to. It's too chilly.
Suck it.
Anyway, make sure you have the radio.com app, and you can catch the Johnny Mosley pod, the Christmas single he's about to drop. All that stuff is on there.
Oh, all God. Right.
You can eat this cake, although it's very sugary, I'm sure.
Mm.
This is the cake that Tom Cruise has been sending to A-list friends every holiday for at least a decade.
One cake?
Cake. This, he sends one to each of these people.
The
bakery says he's kept us in business. He's put us on the map. And according to Rosie O'Donnell, this is... I've heard about this cake. This is a legendary cake. The official start to the Christmas season is when she gets her holiday gift from Tommy. Known to the rest of us as Tom Cruise. It's something called the White Chocolate Coconut Bundt Cake from Doane's Bakery. It's a small little family-run business in Woodland Hills, California. So everybody who's on his gift list, they all rave about this cake. And it just looks beautiful. It's like a, it's a like sort of a white cake, not even a yellow cake, like a white cake, the inside. You know what a bundt cake is, right? The round cake.
Yeah, I don't want it. No white cake.
It's a white cake. It has chunks of white chocolate in it. It's got cream cheese frosting that's got coconut all over it.
Oh, I like that. Some of that sounds great.
Right. See, so it's, I mean, if you can stand the, just pick the white cake out of there. Just have everything else. I'm looking at a picture of this, and my mouth is, like, I can't even talk. My mouth is watering. I'm so full of spit. Oh, I'm so God. Ready. My body is like, give that to me. Give that into me. So.
There it is.
Oh, there it is, Vin. There it is. Oh.
All right.
It looks like a snow-covered donut. I mean, it is just...
I'd probably turn it down if I were alone, but when you're around Sarah and she makes everything like so, you can't believe... Oh, my God.
It looks mouth-watering.
Then you're like three Krispy Kreme donuts in going, what just happened to me?
Oh, really? Oh, you're going to blame your consumption
yes.
of Krispy Kreme donuts
so
on me.
Wait,
that is your head hole. And you're the one who shoved those donuts in there.
Only because I followed you.
No, you're blaming me for your own your gluttony that we all... Look, we're all... Look.
Listen to you.
No one blames you.
Look at how much you love it. It's too much.
That's like 12 us.
I know, it's a lot.
All right, so listen. Here's the thing about this cake, right? As I'm reading... I read this whole story because I'm like so into this cake now. I want to get
Jesus.
One.
Jesus.
They've been making this cake for 25 years. And it was just one of their cakes. Like, no. And actually, mostly they're a wholesale thing. They sell to restaurants and stuff. You know, they cook up these various cakes, and this is one that they send out. So.
It comes in a nice box, huh?
Well, here's the thing. That is not how it comes from the bakery.
Oh, okay.
Tom Cruise gets all the cake. I don't know how many he gives out. Hundreds. Who knows? All his A-list friends and everybody. They send him all the cakes, or his people, and they decorate and box and ship.
That's great.
So he puts his own, you know, he has nothing to do with it. He's got the
no,
team
he does.
Of cake.
He covers the, he pays for it all.
Sure,
the
yes.
sentiment is, I think,
absolutely.
Legit.
Absolutely. And he insists that they're dressed up beautifully. So there are people who don't even know that they get them because their assistants steal them.
Oh,
yeah, who's the guy? Graham Norton, is that his name? Let's find that part of the story. There it is. Graham Norton, who's actually been on our show before, although I don't know if it was when you were here. He's a host of the UK's The Graham Norton Show. He's a pretty
yeah,
big
I've never
deal
met
over
that
there.
Guy.
He's a big deal. He did not know he was on Cruise's gift list because his staff had been secretly eating the cake for years. Like, they wouldn't even tell him that Tom Cruise sent a cake. They'd be like, oh, my God, the Tom Cruise cake is here. Open it. Hide it. Hide it from Graham.
Well, one of the perks of working on Graham's staff. That's, come on.
So he has Renee Zellweger on his show. She was in Jerry Maguire with him, with uh-huh. Tom Cruise. So Renee Zellweger goes on Graham Norton's show, and she's all, are you on Tom Cruise's gift list? You know, like, I got the Tom Cruise cake, and it's so delicious. And blah. And he's like, oh, my God, how do you get on that list? And Tom's like, you're on the list. And the guy didn't even. And then he asks his staff. They're like, oh, oops. Nope. Sorry, that one's all gone for this year. I guess you have to wait till next year. So originally, Diane Keaton was the big fan of this cake, and she did a movie with Katie Holmes, who was then married to Tom Cruise.
Oh boy!
Yes, I know there's a lot. This is a whole almost separate section of the whole thing.
Okay, Diane Keaton's married to
Diane Keaton is starring with Katie Holmes.
Oh right,
who's at the time married to Tom Cruise. This happened
Got
in 2008. They were filming a movie called Mad Money. I'd never heard of that movie. They both claimed to know the best place to get a cake. So it became a challenge. Like, they were into cake. So Diane orders the cake from Doane's Bakery, the coconut white chocolate surprise, whatever the hell it's called. And Katie orders her cake from wherever she got hers. And they put them together, and they each had a slice of the other person's cake. And clearly, the coconut cake was so good, she brought it home to Tom, who was like, this is it. It's even wintry looking because it's covered in coconut snow. And that was how it began. But Tom Cruise gets all the credit. They call it the Tom Cruise cake. But Diane Keaton is the one. It's just that she doesn't buy 1,000 of them and send them to every A-lister that she knows. So you can get this cake, apparently. There is a place that will deliver it. Let me see if I can find the... There's some gourmet delivery service. There it is. Gold Belly, it's called. A company that ships gourmet food nationwide. $99 and they'll get you one of these cakes. But you can actually buy the cake for $50 if you live near Doan's. You can go in there and be like, I want the cake. But Gold Belly will send it to you. And you, wow, it will be all... People actually say they've ordered the cake and then they're bummed out when it doesn't come packaged. And so the company has had to say, Tom does the packaging, the special packaging on these cakes. So just if you're just joining us, we were talking about the white chocolate coconut bundt cake from Doan's Bakery that Tom Cruise sends to everyone. Doan's Bakery in, I think,
except
I said
Graham
West
Norton,
Hollywood, right? Say that? Oh, yeah, except Graham Norton, who won't see it. Woodland Hills, California.
Got it.
Oh, my God. Doesn't that, I picture it like cold and just cutting into it and firm cake and creamy icing. Mm.
See how this happens, everyone? Mm-hmm. There you are.
Mm. You want that cake now,
don't you? Three pieces of cake in and you go, it's Clarkie's fault. Oh. She did this. Listen to her.
Oh.
Look.
Oh. You can't blame it on me.
I just did.
Everyone's into food, Vinny, except you. And the fact that you will eat the cake, is that's on you. Just because I'm enjoying something doesn't mean you have to...
I was going to pass, but I can't take it anymore. Mm. It's too much. You're selling it to me, practically.
Mm. Oh. I know. I should get some money for that. That was like an ad for that Doan's.
Yeah, it was.
$100, huh?
$100 from Gold Belly. Why, are you going to get one? Yeah, I made you get one, too. I'm going to sell 50 cakes for them today. I mean, they can be like, why does San Francisco suddenly want cake?
The holidays? And it says free shipping, too. But I'm not sure how
far. Well, it's $100. It's not free shipping.
I'm sure that's shipping.
I'm on a few people's mailing lists like that. And one day I hope to be mature or legit enough to create my own mailing list where I find a product that I want everyone to. Like, I get this wreath from Bananas at Large every year.
So nice.
I freaking love that thing. It's a total,
so beautiful.
Like, I absolutely hate to say I expect it, but I expect it.
I told John, don't buy a wreath. We're going to get one from Bananas.
I know.
And this year, it has little lights on it.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful.
It's really, really well done. So, yes, I
shame.
There's a few lists I'm on like that that I one day I hope to be there. I'm not now, though.
Yeah. I do. I actually have a list. I send Harry and David stuff.
Who's Harry and David?
It's an online food, gourmet food company. I send it to my friends and family.
Oh.
I send you actual presents.
Harry and David.
You're not on. That's sort of, that's B-list. That's like my parents. You guys are my A-list.
Geez.
I actually make things for you and send them
well,
to you.
Well, usually we just do our little
Santa
thing.
Yeah, we do
Santa
a little
thing.
Gift exchange, right. But I do, I like to, I feel like, because I don't send out Christmas cards anymore. I haven't in a few years, and I guess I just have to accept that I'm not doing that anymore. And I send people, I'll send you a little something, if you're my near and dear. Anyway, blah, 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 cake. Let's eat it. And let's see, should I do that? I'm not going to do that. I'm going to skip it. Oh, so yesterday, I didn't get to this yesterday, but Bryn, I really want you to put this up on the Sarah Vinny website, the Facebook page.
Oh,
do you remember a couple weeks ago I was telling you about the guys from South Park, Trey Parker and Matt Stone, doing this deep fake series?
Yeah, I think so.
So I've been watching them, and they have this guy. It's called Sassy Justice, and it is incredible what they're doing. It's Donald Trump's face, and it's so believable. Like, you believe that he put on this wig and is going out doing investigative. Like, I don't know how they're doing it. Clearly, I don't understand how deep fakes are made, but the technology is there. It's unreal. And they have all those guest appearances from all his kids, and Al Gore's in one of them. And it's just incredible. So yesterday, they put one out in their deep fake series, which is Donald Trump reading a story about a reindeer for Christmas. And it is...
so good.
It's so, you can't believe how good it is. And it's, look, if you're on the right, you love Trump, you don't want to watch this.
Yeah.
Although you'll be amazed by it. Just it's from incredible. A technological standpoint, you can't help but be impressed.
I have a little bit ready to go.
You got some, okay, go ahead. You show him the video.
And take
too.
A look at the video too, Vin.
Said Santa, chuckling. I want an election. The cool, awesome reindeer said, okay, I agree, we'll do it. But only if you can promise that it's not rigged and it's not a fix. And the big day came in the forest and the election happened. People started. They started cheating. The numbers changed. 300,000 in just Pennsylvania. And that's Dominion. And who owns shares in the company Dominion? And they said he won. He's won. He won the election. And he did not win the election. He didn't win because they cheated. And they, I fought an honest election. And you know what happened to the little reindeer? He died. And they all cheered his death. It was so sad.
Nobody all right, you're giving away the ending.
Right. I'll put
anyway,
that up
we'll
the
put
Sam
it on the Facebook page.
You have to watch you, that. The visuals.
The problem is the visual. It's the visual. Like, because clearly it's someone doing Trump's voice, right? Doing right. a Trump impersonation. But it is Trump talking. Like,
well,
it's incredible.
I feel like they had to use a voice that's not even close, because it doesn't sound close, in order for it to not be too legit, right?
Because it looks
it
like...
It looks totally legit.
It like, looks unbelievable. You can't believe it. And it's clearly not him. I mean, he's wearing this terrible Christmas sweater. And
but
he's got
the
a little
face
Santa
is
hat
him.
On.
And the
it's
lips
unreal.
Are synced. The lips are synced to the words.
It is unreal what they're... It actually will give you pause in that you truly can't believe your eyes anymore these mm-hmm. days. And I think that that's an important thing to keep in mind. Just because you saw the video doesn't mean it happened.
Right.
So find that at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. And actually, I will say that whole series is, first of all, they're very smart and so clever. And they just know how to make their point using humor and examples that, you know, work into their little narrative. They're really amazing at this. And the technology, it's there. It is real and you can't tell. It's unbelievable. And that is all I have to say about that. What is coming up in the news, Vincent?
I'll tell you if you're the only one who hasn't slept well this year. Oh. I've got some news on that. And time spent alone this year also makes the news. After these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.